I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Boy, it's been kind of a heavy week here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. What with the Shady McCoy investigation? Can we take a couple minutes? Well, actually, we'll start with LeSean McCoy when we talk to our next guest, Andy Behrens from Yahoo Sports. But let's talk some fantasy football. Let's get our minds on actual football in September when it all counts and when we're having some fun following and tracking our favorite players. Andy, how have you been? How's the offseason been treating you?
Good. Oh, the off season is. I mean, the in season is wonderful too, but the off season is. I appreciate it. It is an important time.
Oh, it's just great when you see magazines like Lindy's, and that's what I was telling Danger. I'm going back. I pick it up. Yeah. There's Andy Behrens in there, so it's a good baseline to get started. Well, we've been talking, as you can imagine, a lot about LeSean McCoy. Let's assume that he's not going to be there week one. I mean, would you want to touch anybody right now on this Buffalo Bills offense?
Yeah, I hate to skip ahead, but I mean, it's one of the things that you do as a sports fan generally, and then as a fantasy owner, is that you kind of prepare for the worst, right? And if in fact he's not there to begin this season, we were already at a point where there was almost no other Buffalo Bill who was on the fantasy radar for people who play in standard leagues, right? 10, 12 teams, hometown leagues. You're not going to draft any of these quarterbacks. I hope Josh Allen works out, but it's probably not going to be pretty in September and October, mm-hmm. right, of his first season. We've seen a little bit of AJ McCarron. He's fine. He can be a fine placeholder quarterback, I guess, but it's not a talent rich receiving core. Kelvin Benjamin in the right spot, if he's just absolutely peppered with targets, can make a little noise, but there's not a lot to love here, obviously in the running game. Now there's a handful of running backs out there available. If we really do get sort of a worst case scenario with Shady, and he's not available either early in the season or all season. DeMarco Murray's still out there. Adrian Peterson's still out there, right? Like, these aren't great names. So there's nobody's walking through that door that's going to look anything like LeSean McCoy. And he was already, he's kind of already the only skill player on the Bills that was getting any fantasy attention at all.
Andy Behrens, Yahoo Sports, joining us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. We talk about the running back position, and in terms of fantasy football, if we look back to last year at this time, there were certainly a couple of names, rookie names, that we were starting to pay attention to. Names like Kareem Hunt, names like Alvin Kamara. And if you paid attention and you invested in these names in your draft, you might have won your league last year. And Andy, I know that this year's rookie running back class is once again talented. Who has your attention aside from the guy, everybody knows about Saquon Barkley. And I think Rashad Penny is probably in there too, being a first-round NFL draft guy. Who are you looking at as far as rookie talent at the running back position this season?
Yeah, this is a really good question. And if there's one fact that people listening take away from this segment, I hope it's this. Last year, three of the top eight fantasy scorers at the running back position were rookies. It happens all the time. This is the one position where rookies can just step in, and the learning curve isn't quite what it is at receiver, certainly not what it is at tight end and quarterback, right? This is that one spot where rookies always make a huge splash, and you encounter so many fantasy owners who will tell you, oh, I'm not taking Saquon Barkley in the first round. I'm not taking whoever in the second round, third round. Rookies don't do anything. He's got a whatever. Rookies always blow up at the running back position. It really happened last year. You could hardly win a fantasy league without some combination of, well, obviously Todd Gurley, but other than that, Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, those guys are money. Leonard Fournette was the number eight fantasy running back last year. He only played 13 games. He had 10 touchdowns. So rookies make a huge difference at this spot. You mentioned Saquon. Saquon, pretty clearly the consensus, best overall talent at his position. coming into this draft, and is just a do-it-all guy to the point that he's even really, really good in pass protection already. Like, he's going to be great, assuming he stays healthy. My number two rookie would actually be Darius Geis in Washington. I love that. I'm a sucker for that running style. Super powerful. He's one of these guys that just always ends a run by taking somebody out, right? Like, he's just really fun to watch. It's a great experience. Like, the Darius Geis ownership experience is going to be really fun just for the highlights. Great stiff arm, super elusive. And when he gets ahead of steam, he's so difficult to bring down. And he's far and away the best early down rusher that is currently on Washington's roster. So I see no impediments to him getting a ton of work in his first season. Chris Thompson, probably the passing down guy, but I think Geis is going to be great. You mentioned Rashad Penny. He's a guy who, assuming he has a good camp, good preseason, he can step into something close to a full workload. We have to watch out for Sony Michel, too, because obviously the Patriots did not use a first-round pick on a running back with the idea that they would give him a redshirt year. He's going to play, and all of those Deion Lewis touches are up for grabs, right? That's a huge workload. That's something like 180 touches over a full season. Michelle gets that in an offense that's going to average 30 points a game. He's a fantasy monster.
What other situations, because my partner here, Danger, brought up Kareem Hunt, and that's the one where I banged my head against. How did I not see that? Well, that was kind of a situation that okay, there was an opening there. What other opportunities or situations, when you look around the league, may a running back, I look at, perhaps down in Tampa Bay and some of the other, maybe Seattle, what other running back situations do you see right now where the incumbent maybe not so impressive and might be overtaken?
Yeah, well, you mentioned probably the big one for me, and that's Tampa Bay, and I should have included Ronald Jones with the rookies. He was a second-day pick of that team. In my mind, is already the best talent on that team. Like, I hate to, again, I don't want to overrate rookies too much because they're kind of sight unseen at the NFL level, right? But Ronald Jones is a really good college player, and it's only, Doug Martin is out of town, not that he would have been such great competition anyway, but it's pretty much only Peyton Barber that he has to beat out for those early down snaps, and he's going to do it. I think worst case for him to start the season, you're going to see a job share, and best case, it gets really exciting, and he takes over a full workload, and there's no more than a dozen or so full workload backs out there, so that one's pretty exciting. Situations that don't involve rookies, I would say some of the most interesting backfields are probably Tennessee, where we have Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis. Chicago, how much more involved is Tariq Cohen going to be in year two? He was obviously super fun in his first season. He just seems like such a fun, movable chess piece for Matt Nagy. So that situation is going to be important to watch in the preseason as well. Basically, any team that has like a new coaching staff, they're going to show you more than other teams in the preseason. Like, we're not going to learn a whole lot from, like, New England in the preseason. We're not going to learn a whole lot from, I don't know, pick a team. Even Cleveland won't show us that much. It's kind of that same coaching staff. But these teams like Tennessee, Chicago, where we have new coaching staffs coming in and they really need to get some live reps in the offense that they're going to run, we're going to see some things that matter in the preseason.
Andy Behrens, Yahoo Sports, joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Let me give you three offenses, Andy, and you mentioned one of them, and you're a Chicago guy, and I'm a Chicago guy, and I think we see what's happening in Chicago based on what we saw last year and just the irrational coaching decisions made by the Bears last year and how they dealt with Mitchell Trubisky in that offense. I guess I'm curious, are you buying or selling teams like Chicago? I would throw Indianapolis in there based on what we're hearing about Andrew Luck. And I'm curious about Arizona. Of course, you have David Johnson, but you have a question mark at quarterback. What's Larry Fitzgerald? But I just want to get your opinion if you're buying or selling on any of those three offenses.
Yeah, I will say the Chicago question to me is really complicated. I'm a lifelong Bears fan, so I'm excited generally about the start of the Matt Nagy era. Everything is new. So, there's going to be a bunch of buzz about this team because Nagy seems like he was a great hire. There's a bunch of really talented pieces here. Allen Robinson comes in. Trey Burton comes in. We're excited for what Trey Burton can do, maybe in a Travis Kelce light sort of role, right, because Nagy's coming from Kansas City. But there are so many new pieces here. They're going to rely on a rookie receiver in Anthony Miller. Again, it's Robinson coming off an ACL. It's a new head coach. it's a second-year quarterback who's learning an entirely new system. Like everything is so new, and the NFL is just a continuity league. You know, it matters to have the same crew together and the same coaching staff together year after year after year, and you build upon what just happened. And so I would expect September and October to be kind of sloppy, kind of fun and kind of sloppy, and we're not going to see sort of the full expression of the Matt Nagy offense until we get deep into the season, until we get into November and December. So it's a long way of saying that I hope people are patient with that offense. I am really enthusiastic about it, but I don't think we're going to see, you know, it might not be spectacular in September. It might not be spectacular early in the season. So if you're banking on Mitchell Trubisky as like a, you know, some sort of sleeper quarterback in a deep league, you better stay in it for the long haul, because you're not going to see everything that this offense has early in the season. I think Arizona is super interesting because Larry Fitzgerald's still really good. He led the NFL in receptions just a couple years ago. Like I know he's an older player, but he's being perfectly used. He's one of the most reliable, bankable receivers in league history and in fantasy history. He's done really well with some sketchy quarterbacks before. And we can say whatever we want to about Sam Bradford. He's pretty accurate. And Sam Bradford throwing short passes to Larry Fitzgerald sounds pretty good to me. That sounds like a huge PPR season. David Johnson is also a great, obviously short range target, fully healthy right now. And when and if they make the change at quarterback to Rosen, Rosen was about as NFL ready as any player in his draft class. So that might not be too bad either. So kind of interested in that one. And then the other offense that you mentioned is just really all about Andrew Luck. And I will say, like, if we had talked this time last year and you'd asked me about Andrew Luck, I would have been super skeptical because, you know, he wasn't throwing. He'd already missed a couple of, we expected him to throw on this date. He wasn't doing it. We expected him to be ready for camp. He wasn't ready for camp. He's already thrown footballs. Like it wasn't much, you know. We all saw some of those grainy Twitter videos that came out, right? And he's lobbing, I don't know, 10, 15 yard passes, but he's throwing. He's been doing some throwing outside of the practice environment, and he says he's going to be good to go in camp. And if that happens, if Andrew Luck is fully functional in camp, we have to start thinking about him as a QB1 again. And it just changes everything for that offense. Both tight ends get interesting. Ebron gets interesting. Doyle gets interesting. And T.Y. Hilton is back to being a top 10 receiver.
Well, I mean, see, your stomach is better than mine for Andrew Luck. I like Andrew Luck later in my draft. Does this underscore, though, that, my gosh, when you enter the draft, you better have a strategy and you better have a plan A, a plan B, a plan C, and a plan D? Because I don't know if there's a better example than Andrew Luck. I'm sure everybody would like to have Andrew Luck on their roster, but really, Andy, at what price do you take Andrew Luck?
Yeah, I think it almost goes without saying that if you're drafting, like, you know, almost nobody's drafting a team now, but even once we get into August and you're drafting your teams for real, the biggest problem is that, like, you're going to need to draft a second quarterback. Because we're not going to preseason, even if we get some Andrew Luck in the preseason, we're probably not going to see him throw with full velocity, a whole lot of downfield stuff. Maybe they adapt the offense to, I don't know, like, we're not going to find out until the regular season what his real arm strength is. And that is certainly a worry. So you're going to have a plan for drafting Andrew Luck, and it's going to have to involve taking another top 10 or top 12 quarterback. And, you know, maybe you don't want to mess with that. The upside, though, especially, again, the smaller your league, the easier it is to take Andrew Luck, because the replacement value in your league is going to be so high, and the waiver wire is going to cough up great players throughout the season. So if I'm in an 8-man league, a work league, something like that, a 10-man league, that's where I'm more interested in Luck, and I'm probably going to shy away from him in my leagues that are 16 teams, 20 teams, you know, because if he doesn't work out there, you're just done.
Andy, we saw this story unfold last offseason as well in terms of Le'Veon Bell and the potential for a lengthy holdout through at least the preseason. Last year, a productive season for Le'Veon Bell, but in years past, we've seen the lengthy holdout lead to soft tissue injuries early in the NFL season. Any trepidation about taking Le'Veon Bell where he's is at his average draft position?
No, because his average draft position is either one or two, right? It's basically Gurley and then it's Le'Veon. I think the biggest worry that we would have if he misses a protracted amount of time is his first couple games last year, he was a little sluggish. He was a beat slow, and it showed up in the yards per carry. You're drafting him, though, of course. Like, fantasy football is a game, no matter your format, no matter your league size, it is a game where it's his availability and what he is in November and December that matters so much more than what he is in September. And the likelihood that I'm going to get 2,000 scrimmage yards out of Le'Veon Bell is very high. There's not very many running backs that I would project for anything close to it, but he's one, and Gurley's one, and, you know, David Johnson and Zeke Elliott are another couple, and then we're about done. So the reward with Le'Veon Bell is extraordinarily high. He's tied to a wonderful offense, an offense that is probably going to average 24, 25 points per game, which is going to place them among the top six, top eight in the league, right? It's just an explosive offense. He's a wonderful player. So I'm not shying away from him. I would absolutely love him, that first or second pick. I wouldn't trade out of those picks.
The Cleveland Browns are interesting to me because you bring in a bunch of different parts here, and how do you think this all meshes together? I mean, we're certainly familiar with Tyrod, and I don't think I want Tyrod running my fantasy team, but it's compared to what they've had there in the past, Andy, at least it's something for those folks.
So the receiving core there, like on paper, really good. Really good. Jarvis Landry was a monster last year, I believe, led the league in receptions last season. He's obviously not going to get exactly the same workload, but he's such a wonderful chain mover of a player, right? And he's just your best friend. Like, if it's Tyrod at quarterback for that team for a prolonged period of time, Landry seems like the kind of receiver that he would just work with wonderfully. You've got Josh Gordon on the outside, who's a freak athlete. You've got a young tight end, second-year tight end in David Njoku, who's also a freak athlete. He was basically on an Olympic track as a high jumper when he was a high school athlete. Like, he's phenomenal. Corey Coleman is still there. He has 4.3 speed. Like, it's a really fun team. And then you've got two running backs in Carlos Hyde and Nick Chubb, where, you know, one of them can get hurt, and then they still have another excellent player. So really, really fun offense. The key question there is, how soon does it become Baker Mayfield's team? Because it's very rare. The last 20 years or so, it's just extremely rare for a quarterback to go first, second, third in the draft and then get a redshirt season. It just almost never happens. More often than not, I think four of the last five first overall picks who were quarterbacks played every game their rookie season. Mm-hmm. So that's almost what you have to expect. When Baker Mayfield's ready to go, it has to be.
Yeah, well, Tyrod got injured in the preseason last year. I wouldn't be shocked if it happens again this year. Yeah, Baker Mayfield starting week one. It could happen on that technicality. Andy Behrens, Yahoo Sports, always great with his time. Andy, before we let you go, I want to make sure you have plenty of room on the floor here at the sports bar to tell everybody about what you got going on at Yahoo Sports as we approach fantasy football season.
Oh, thanks for that. I actually have my first kind of sort of money draft coming up this weekend in Las Vegas. I'm really looking forward to that. We're running a team preview series right now called the Juggernaut Index. Everybody should check that out. You mentioned Lindy's fantasy preview at the top. I would certainly be grateful if people go by that. The magazine is basically written, I don't know, I'll say 60%, 70% by myself, Scott Pianowski, my Yahoo colleague. Mm-hmm. So we put a lot of work into it. Really proud of it.
It's a great read. I mean, that's where you should start. Like, whether it's Lindy's or somebody else. Andy, really appreciate you coming on with us today, and love reading your work.
Oh, I appreciate it, guys. Always a pleasure.
Talk to you soon. Andy Behrens, Yahoo Sports. Talking some fantasy football in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Nice little break from all the heavy news of the LeSean McCoy investigation that continues to, more details just continue to emerge.
I love talking draft strategy, too. That's a different one, though. I mean, the Sam Bradford, he's accurate, and that might work in Arizona. Yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of interesting situations out there, Gene. There is no shortage of options for fantasy football players heading into this season. And we're very fortunate to be able to talk to guys like Andy Behrens to help sort through and really dissect and look at all of these situations to make you a better fantasy football player and have you prepared for your draft as draft season approaches here. Let's get to I'll Drink to That next in the Sports Bar. We'll give you provocative thoughts from around the world of sports to agree or disagree with. We love hearing from you on Twitter at ESPN Rochester. We love it even more when you reach out to us at 454-ESPN. 454-3776 is our telephone number. I'll Drink to That on the way next. Brian Sharp from the DNC joining us in just under an hour. Stay in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best-sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.